Good evening. Cody Stove, please join me in the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chemincha, Tati, Serua, Alpha Gibbo, Utah Tati, Kaberinat, Amcha Sagvenu, Taharenu, Nora, Kufre Shayan, Sintet Nun, Nagibor, Dorshe Chutka, Kevavat, Shamrem, Nun Gimel Dalad, Yud Kaf Shin. Since it's the new month of Iyar tonight, we don't connect to the letters from the month of Nisan. Barchem tacharem, rachamei sidkatcha, tami gam lem, betetresh, sadi tach gimel. And the letters of the month of Iyar are the pei and the Vav. The Vav created the planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the Pe created the constellation of Taurus. The gematria of the two letters together is 86, which is the same gematria as the name of God, Elohim, which is also the same gematria of the word in Hebrew for nature, which is Hateva. The month of Iyar has to do with judgment, which is what Elohim and Hateva, nature and Elohim, are connected to judgment, to the left column. But by connecting to these letters in our meditations during the Rosh Chodesh, tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday, Shabbat, we are able to eliminate the negative aspects of the judgment and only connect to the positive aspects. Chasin Kadosh Birov Tucha Nael Adatach Het Kuf Bet Het Nunayan Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushatach Yud Gimel Lamed Pezayim Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziaka Tenu Yodea Talumot Shim Kufav Tzadi Yud Tav. And the last line is said in a whisper, silently. Baruch Shem Kavod Baruch Tov Le'olam Vayed. Before we start reading from the Zohar, does anybody have any questions from last night or earlier this week or any other questions on any subject? Okay, we're going to go ahead and continue reading on the Zohar from last night. We've skipped a couple of sections. We're now reading section 22, which is titled Man, Person. And it's talking about the differences between the word in Hebrew Adam, the word Ish and Isha, and the word Enosh. All three of those refer to human beings. Vayihino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kunanei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kunaneihu. Tana b'kama dargin jirei barnash. Adam giver enosh ish gadol shebab kulam. Adam diktiv v'yavra Elohim. Et ha'adam b'talmo uktiv ki b'tselem Elohim. Asa et ha'adam v'lo ketiv gaver enosh ish amar Rabbi Yehuda I haki v'hai ketiv adam ki yakriv mechem karban ladonai man ba'e lemikrav karbana man de'ihu hata'a uktiv adam. We learned that man has names in different stages. For he is called Adam, Geber, a male man. Male is an M-A-L-E, not male is an M-A-I-L. Enosh, a human. Ish, a person. The greatest is Adam, as written. So Elohim created man, Hebrew Adam, in his own image, Bereshit chapter 1. And for in the image of Elohim made he man, the Hebrew is Adam, Bereshit chapter 9, instead of using Gever, Enosh, or Ish. Rabbi Yehuda said, in that case it is written, if any man, the Hebrew is Adam, of you bring an offering to Hashem, Vayikra chapter 1, who needs to bring an offering? Only whoever sins, who is of a lesser level. Nevertheless, the verse is written with the term Adam. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak Tachatzi Kiyuma Dialma Dialayin Vetatayin Hu Karbana Naicha Dekutsha Barichu Uman Itchaze Lemikrav Kamei Chai Naicha Heve Omer Chai Adam Yakira Mikola El I Kaki Hakativ Adam Ki Ikiye Bior the Saro the Gomer the Haya Beor the Saro the Nega Sara At Amarle the Chai Bae Kuchabarihu Bedaka'a yatir mikola deman de'ihu bedarga ila'a tekulhu la litiv hake. Rabbi Yitzhak said, come and see. The mainstay of the world of the upper and lower beings is the sacrifice, which pleases the Holy One, blessed be He, who is worthy of offering before Him this pleasure. It is Adam, the most precious, which means it is higher than the other three. He said to him, in that case, it is written, when a man, the Hebrew is Adam, shall have in the skin of his flesh, and it be in the skin of his flesh the plague of leprosy, Vayikra chapter 13, yet the name Adam is used. He said to him, for this reason the Holy One, blessed be He, has to purify him more than anyone else. For whoever is on a superior level, that is the one called Adam, must not be that way unpurified. Uvgin kach kiti bi Adam v'chuva El ha-kohen uvala kiti ela v'chuva dekol man dechamei le itchayav be lakrove kamei kach Adam Deyukna Kadisha La Letiv Haki Uktiv Ish O Isha Ki Hiebo Naga Vigomer Ve Ish O Isha Ki Hie Vior Basaram Becherot Vigomer Vela Ketiv Be Yehu-Vehuvah. For this reason it is written of Adam, he shall be brought to the priest. Vayikra chapter 14. It is not written that he came to the priest, but that he was brought, which indicates that whoever sees him has to sacrifice him before the priest. So the holy form of Adam will not stay that way. It is also written, if a man, the Hebrew is Ish, or a woman, have a plague, Vayikra chapter 13. And if a man, the Hebrew is Ish, or a woman, have in the skin of their flesh bright white spots, of them it does not say, he shall be brought, but in relation to Adam only, because of his value. Amalei v'hakati v'ha'ish Moshe ki zeh Moshe ha'ish amai la Ikre Adam Amalei mishum di ikre Eved lebalka diktiv Lokein avdi Moshe Moshe avdi v'of haki ikre Ish legabe Adam dilhela Amalei I haki V'cha ketiv Adonai ish milchama, v'la ketiv Adam al sod Adonai, v'reav al I haki ana b'nechu, yati b'kola b'va'atar da la zakina. He said to him, yet it is written, now the man, the Hebrew is Ish, Moshe, Bamidbar chapter 12. And as for this Moses, the man Ish, Shemot, chapter 32, he answered, this is because he was considered the servant of the king. As written, my servant Moshe is not so. Bamidbar, chapter 12. And Moses, my servant, Yehoshua, chapter 1. In the same way is Ish in relation to supernal Adam, which is there on pin, fully spelled with Aleph, which amounts to Adam. He said to him, if that is so, why then it is written, Hashem is a man, the Hebrew Ish of war, Shemot chapter 15, instead of Adam. He said to him, the counsel of Hashem is with them that fear him, Tehillim chapter 25. He said to him, in that case, I dwell among them, which means that he too is one of those that fear Hashem. Yet I have not had the merit to understand this paragraph. Well, I'm certainly not going to say something that Rabbi Shimon didn't understand. So, what these verses are saying is that the Torah speaks with different terms that mean man or person, different Hebrew terms, and there's no such thing as a synonym in Hebrew. So the verse itself, the words itself, has to have a different meaning. And by looking at what subject is being discussed with each of those words, whether it's Isha, Ish, Enosh, Adam, whatever these terms mean, and we're trying to understand what they mean, whatever they mean, they're different. And the more we try and understand them, the more helpful it will be in understanding what the Torah is teaching us.
Amale zeal luribi abba diana olifna mine al menat de la legala'a azal legabe diribi abba ashtahe dahavad darish viamar ematai itkere shalemuta de kola kad yativ kutshabarichu bekurseya ve'ad de la yativ bekurseya La ishtakach shalei muta, diktiv vi al demut hakisei, demut kamarei Adam Alav Milmale Milmala Mashma Diktiv Adam Dehu Kalala Ushle Muta Dekola Amar Rabbi Yehuda Barich Rachamana the Ashkachit Lach Bahai Al I Haki Hakati Vadonai Ish Milchama Velakati Vadam Al Yehut Sha'alata. He said to him, go to Rabbi Abba, since I learned from him, but not in order to reveal. He went to Rabbi Abba and found him discoursing on the matter of when it is considered overall perfection. When the Holy One, blessed be He, sits on the throne, Malchut, before He sits on the throne, before He unites with Malchut, there is no perfection, as written, and upon the likeness of the was the likeness as the appearance of a man, Adam, above upon it. Yeheskel chapter 1. The use of the word Adam when he sits on the throne means he is in perfection, since the name Adam includes the four faces of the chariot, as written, as for the likeness of their faces, they had the face of a man, which is perfection in every way. Rabbi Yehuda said to him, blessed be the merciful that I have found you discoursing on it. He said to him, in that case it is written, Hashem is a man, the Hebrew is Ish of war, instead of Adam. He said, this is a good question. Rabbi Abba is saying that Adam is the name of perfection. And he's saying that to ask about the word Ish is a good question, which he's going to answer us now. Tachatzi chatam la ishtekach shalemuta dekola uvgine kach ikre ish aval haka shalemuta dekola uklala dekola begin kach ikre adam kare ale Tov li torat picha me'alfei zahav v'kasef. Come and see, there on the sea there was no comprehensive perfection, because he executed justice on Egypt. Hence it is written Ish, but here when he sits upon the throne there was comprehensive perfection and the embodiment of everything. For this reason, it is called Adam. Rabbi Yehuda recited over him, the Torah of your mouth is better to me than thousands in gold and silver. Tehillim chapter 119. So now we understand, on a certain level, the word Ish represents judgment. When somebody is exercising judgment, they would be called an Ish, a man, as opposed to an Adam, a level of perfection. Tu amar le ketiv Adam uvhema, vela ketiv Ish uvhema, amar le vela vechaktiv. Lameish the ad behema avalma diktiv Adam uvhema kima diktiv min haaretz haerez asher bilvanon ad haezov asher yotze bakir orche dikra hu dinarkit ilai'a bekulhu benamich mikulhu. O Faki Ila'a Dekola Adam V'namich Mikola Behema. He said further, it is written, man, the Hebrew is Adam, and beast. This is in Tehillim chapter 36. It doesn't say Ish and beast, even though this returns to a lesser degree, since it likens him to a beast. He said to him, no, it is written Ish, as it is written, neither against man,
ish, or beast. Shemot chapter 11. But the words man, the Hebrew is Adam, and beast are similar to from the cedar tree that is in Lebanon to the hyssop that comes out of the wall. Melachim, Kings 1, chapter 5. For it is the style of the scripture to grasp the highest and the lowest. Here also the highest is Adam, and the lowest is the beast. We're being given an explanation of why it says Ish and beast in one place, and Adam and beast in another place. Amar lei, v'hakativ, v'adam ayin le'avod et ha'adama alta chatze, t'kolma di v'alma, la'have ela b'gine v'adam v'kulhu, b'gine mitkayme v'la itchaziyu, v'alma v'kulhu it'akvu, ad yete ha'hu. V'yikre Adam ha'hidiktiv, v'kol shiach ha'sadeh, terem yihye v'eretz v'gomer terem, ad la katargumo, mishum v'diyukna, ila'a la itchazeh, ha'hidiktiv v'yadam ayin kulomar, kuhu itachvu v'gine, dehai v'yukna, ad the itchaze ukis la itvere hai hiyukna ela bediyukna the itchaze le hahibiti veyetzer ha'donai elokim et ha'adam b'shem male kima diyokimna diyehi shalemuta dekola uklala dekola. He said to him, yet it is written, and there was not a man, the Hebrew is Adam, to till the ground, Bereshit chapter 2. What is the significance of mentioning the name Adam? He said to him, come and see, whatever is in the world was only for the sake of Adam, and everything exists for his sake. Therefore they did not appear in the world, and everything was held back until the arrival of him that is called Adam. This is the meaning of, and no plant of the field was yet in the earth, yet was translated into not until, since its supernal form called Adam did not appear. This is the meaning of, and there was not a man, Hebrew is Adam, to till the ground. This means that everything was held until that form appeared. For that reason, that form, Adam, was created solely with the shape appropriate for it. This is the meaning of, and Hashem Elohim formed man, Bereshit chapter 2, with a complete name, as we explain that the name Adam comprises comprehensive perfection and encompassing wholeness. Tana b'shishi nivra Adam b'sha'a shenishlam ha'kise v'nikra kise. Diktiv shesh ma'alot l'kise. Ulfikach nivra ha'adam b'shashi shehu ra'u leshev al ha'kise. V'tana kevan v'nivra Adam itakan kola v'kol ma. We learned that Adam was created on the sixth day, which is the chariot to the supernal man there on ten, when the throne, which is Malchut, was completed. As written, the throne had six steps, a verse from Melachim 1, chapter 10, where the temple is being built, and Solomon's temple and Solomon's throne is being described, and it says that it has six steps, which are Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod of Malchut, and that is called throne. Therefore, man was created on the sixth, when the sixth Sefirot, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod, reach completion. For he, Supreme Man, is worthy of sitting on the throne. We learn that once Adam was created, everything was completed, all that is above, namely Zerantin and Malchut, and below, and all was included in Adam. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yosef, Ketiv, Udmut, Penehem, Penei Adam, Kalala de Kola, Vekola Kalilan, Bahai de Yugna, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the Haketiv Ufne Aryeh, El Hayamin Liarba Atam, Ufne Shor Mechasndol, Liarbatan Amar Le Kola Ape, Adam Havo Ufahu Diukda, the Adam Itchazyan Kol Gavnin, the Kol Diuknin, Kama de Tanenan, Anpo Anpe Nishra, La Dehu Nishra, Ela de Itchaze, the Yukna, the Adam Mishum de Khalil, Kol Gavnin, the Kol de Yuknin. We learned, Rabbi Yossi said, as it is written, as for the likeness of their faces, they had the face of a man, which means that the face of man comprehends everything. And all the three faces, lion, ox, and eagle, are part of this form of the face of man. Rabbi Yehuda said, yet it is written, and they four had the face of a lion on the right side, and they four had the face of an ox on the left side. A verse from Yehezkel chapter 1. So there are also the forms of a lion and an ox as well. He said to him, they all had the face of a man, and in this form of man all the shades and forms were seen. As we learned, his face was the face of an eagle. Not that he is an eagle, but in the form of man, the form of an eagle could be seen. Though essentially he had the form of a man, since the face of man includes all aspects and shapes. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Tachatzi, Kol Man Dihu, Techot Shlutane, D'Adam, Itkere, Ish Mishum D'Ittakan, Megavna, the Adam, the Madarga, Ahara, the Hava, Be, the Kadmeta, the Tanya, the Raza, Ila'a, the Sifra, Ditzniuta, Quad, Itzvere, Adam, Nachat, the Diukna, Kadisha, Ila'a, the Nachtu, Ime, Terrain, Ruchin, Mitrain, Citrin, Mimina, Umisbala Bekalal, the Adam Verucha, the Mina Itkere, excuse me, Nishmata Kadisha Diktiv Veyipach, the Apav Nishmat Chaim, Verucha Dishmala Itkere Nefesh, Chaya Vechava Azio Venachit Meela, Vekata Vela Ityashva, B'chadei Achara. Rabbi Yitzchak said, come and see, whatever is under the power of man, the Hebrew is Adam, is called Ish, since he was established after the manner of Adam on a different grade than the latter had before. For we learned according to a high mystery of the concealed book, that when Adam was created, he descended in a holy supernal form. And two spirits came down with him on two sides, on the right and left, which are the whole of man. The right spirit is called Holy Neshama, as written, and breathed into his nostrils the breath, the Neshama of life. Bereshit chapter 2. The spirit on the left is called Living Nefesh. It is gradually descended from above down to the Garden of Eden, and to the Neshama of the right did not settle with the other on the left, which means that he sinned by the tree of knowledge of good and evil and separated the right from the left. Kadhava ayel shabta vahava harvadam itavedu mehahu rucha shamala biryan mitpashtan vialma vela iskaryamu gufa dilchon veithabaru vahai gufa diadam vidkurad venukpa veithlidu vialma veilain ikrun nigde Bene Adam Tana Ilain Minaihu Dila Itabaku Latata Latarian Deavira Vishabin Ma Deshamin Milela Uminaihu Yadin Inun Acharanin Latata. When Shabbat entered and Adam had already sinned, creatures were formed from the left hand spirit, whose bodies were not completed, namely demons. They joined the body of Adam, the male and the female. Eve, and begot offspring in the world. They are called the plagues of men. We learn that there are supernal spirits coming from those who were made from the spirit of the left of the first man. They are not attached below in this world, but are suspended in the air. They hear whatever they hear above, and from them other spirits below in this world learn. They appear to people in their dreams and inform them. Tana min butsina dikarti nuta nafkin talat maya ve'esrim v'chamesh Nitzotze mit galgfin umit achadam kachada besitra tigvura tigrun givurot umit lachdan kachada ve'ita vedu ad v'kad adlin ilain begufa ikrei ish da detanenan ish tam v'yasher ish tzadik Ish v'haka ish milchama. Keti v'kola salik dina v'kola chada amar Rabbi Yehuda amay la chava bidei atud she'ilu kamei da Rabbi Shimon amar lon tu chashya v'hach d'neinan keti v'lezot yikaret Aisha Ki me ish lekucha zot Vetanenan man ish da Chesed v'chaka amritu Dechu dina. We learn that 325 sparks come out of the hard spark. They are imprinted on and attached to the aspect of Gevura and are called Gevurot. They converge and become one. When these enter the body, namely Zeranpin called body, it is called Ish. This we learn that there is a perfect and upright man, the Hebrew is Ish, and a righteous man, Hebrew is Ish. But the Ish here is a man of war, as written, namely, Hashem is a man, the Hebrew is Ish, of war, Shemot. Hashem is a man of war, the Hebrew is Ish. Verse from Shemot chapter 15. Since he consists entirely of judgment, and this all means the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda said, why does it all mean the same, seeing that a perfect and upright Ish is of mercy, while Ish of war is judgment? He was unable to answer him. They came and asked Rabbi Shimon. He said to them, it is even more difficult. As we learned, it is written, she shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. The Hebrew is Ish. We learned that Ish is Hesed, but you said here that he is judgment. Well, we have not fully clarified the term Adam and its meaning, the term Ish and its meaning, just continued discovering more and more about the same temple. The next section, I'm looking to see how long it is. It's quite early, but I'm going to ask to be excused tonight, primarily because I had quite a bit of helping people today, and I'm quite tired, and I'm not sure I'm doing a good service to you to continue to study with this level of tiredness. So before we leave for the day, does anybody have any questions about what we have read? No questions?
I want to thank you. What I've learned is once you start with Torah, you can't not go with Torah, because then everything goes haywire.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I've learned that this week.
Actually, Susie, we are given free choice different times that, and each time we're given the opportunity for free choice, we're really being given the opportunity for restriction, which is a Kabbalistic concept that people understand but don't understand. And the opportunity to do restriction is the only free choice we truly have. So, go with Torah as a totally religious meaning and a religious reason to go with Torah is still room for the desire to receive for oneself alone. And when we learn that, we also learn that that's still creating chaos. It's really not going with Torah. Even though in the illusionary world, we think we are going with Torah. It's hard to understand, and I'm explaining it in the general principle, not the specific principle. And we need to understand it in the specific level in order to utilize it.
Well, I thought I learned a lesson. It kind of keeps you centered and keeps you aware, and when you don't have that, chaos happens, and that's kind of it.
Centered means Torah.
Yes.
You centered is the restriction. Through the restriction, you keep yourself centered, and you bring positivity into your life, not negativity.
Yeah. So maybe that was my challenge for this last week.
Well, the whole portion of Tazria and Mishora, the whole energy of this portion has to do with cleansing. That's what you heard this week.
Well, I guess I did a lot of cleansing, and I apologize if I drained you or made you tired.
No, you didn't drain. You didn't make me tired. You were. I was helping tonight.
Thank you for your help.
Hello.
Yes, Marty.
And I wish you well and a lot of good energy, renewed energy. And I want to thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I'm sorry.
Very well tonight. Even though you're tired, I did get a lot out of your words.
And so did I, and I want to thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. You've always been there.
Pleasure.
And I'll have a lot of questions, so get ready. Well, not tonight, though.
I understand, but you could send them by email, and I wouldn't answer until tomorrow.
Okay, you get a very good night's sleep. And bless you.
Shabbat shalom, Hanoch.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Well.
Chodesh Tov.
Chodesh Tov.
Chodesh Tov.
Speak to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.